The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with 5 Y's. Movies, Baby!
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. And welcome back to Race Chaser Classique, a podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, starting from the very beginning.
This is the beginning.
My name's Alaska. What's yours?
Hello. I am Willem.
Hello, face.
I give cakes.
Cakes you can taste. They taste good. Go inside.
This week has so much to do with drag and my career, because how many times in your career have you been told, oh, you also need to make a cake to go along with your number? I mean, this is what drag's about, is making a cake to represent to represent a Barbie doll.
You're like critiquing their choice of doing a cake themed episode.
I am.
I love it.
It's so dumb.
You never know.
But
you never know when you're going to be asked to be in a commercial or some sort of ad campaign for some cake baking, I don't know, kind of company, or a cooking show or something where you have to decorate something, or you have to show up in the theme and you have to look like this kind of cake. It's very within the realm, I think, of possibility.
Well, not to relate this back to myself, but I just...
just pressing buttons randomly.
I just did. I had a summer sausage party with David Burtka. You know,
life is a party.
David Burtka, and we made summer sausages from scratch. And
did you have to dress up like a summer sausage?
Already was.
You were wearing clear latex,
right,
and then just really tight belt,
a haggis belt. There had been so much summer sausage in me that week already in New York. I felt like the sixth borough.
Summer sausage.
So yeah, I guess, sure, cooking can come into play with drag.
These are my summer sausages. Summer sausages, summer now.
Damn. The queens found out who the funniest snatch was last episode, and it was Stacey Lane Matthews. She swept the challenge with her good gold coat.
And she swept the floor with that good gold coat.
And Delta and Mariah had to lip sync for their lives, and Mariah Paris Balenciaga, a.k.a. Mariah, not so successful, goes home after only knowing some of the lyrics to a Jody Watley song. But more interesting is the lipstick message, which simply says, mug for days, XOXO.
That's marketing.
Which is funny because in her sign-off in the last episode where she's saying goodbye, there's much more written on the mirror, including in the wide shot where you can read Mariah wrote, congratulations, Raja. Because... from what I hear, it was clear to everyone on set that Raja was gonna win because she was slaying, A, and B, other contestants may have felt some sort of way that Raja had previous connections to crew members.
Pressingtons aplenty.
Personnel on staff.
Okay.
So, that's all I'm saying, and that's a deep dive fact we're not conjecturing, that Mariah did write more things on the mirror and they were erased.
Omitted, redacted.
Personnel.
Yeah. So if you go to World of Wonder, you go up to the fourth floor and there is a big sign that says personnel.
Talks like she's chewing her face off.
My brother works for Clown Dog, okay? He drives over here to bring me food sometimes.
My lunch sometimes. Is that okay?
Is that okay with you?
You, Sue Ellen. Ugh.
All of this has been in the hands of a child.
Sue Ellen, you're in big trouble.
Embezzlement. You're going to drown.
They're going to fry you.
This is, we are quoting Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead, movie pick of the pod.
For sure.
Go ahead and check that out if you want to know what the fuck we're talking about at any given point.
Manila says that Stacey Wynn's last week was point blank a fluke.
Well, she asks if it was a fluke. She posits the question. She doesn't say it was a fluke. She says, was it?
Was it?
Or is she a contender that we have been discounting all this time?
You know, could be. I mean, we learn more about the Heathers because at one point, one of the girls says, what are you making, Heather? Come over here, Heather. Heather,
and
help me with the zipper,
the
Heather.
And they play the theme song from Always Sunny in Philadelphia behind them. Hey, Heather.
For sure.
Which is royalty-free music that you can use. And so, hey, Heather, how's it going?
Will you help me with a zipper, Heather?
Sure, Heather.
Will you give me a zip, Heather? I love it. It's so funny. But I basically love anything that excludes others because it makes it funnier. And the other girls are just so confused. They're like, what? Who's Heather? Rue gives this video message where I don't know what word they're bleeping, but it sounds like cock. But she's saying, Rue, I love a big,
beep,
big German chocolate.
Beep.
If you love
beep
the way I do.
I wish I had a huge, juicy, succulent
beep
every single meal. Home fried mail.
So it's this mini challenge. I don't know if the cakes they're serving are the cakes on their body, which is a nude photo shoot. They get to use light makeup. And
yeah,
10 minutes. It's amazing to see what people can do in 10 minutes and what other people can't do. Raja serves up a full look. Yara, same thing. Some girls just put on some red lipstick.
Right. I liked Raja's approach, just doing sort of like a dramatic black swan kind of eye.
Yeah. I mean, Raja's always excellent.
Yeah. Carmen beat a full fucking face. Like, she looked really stunning.
Carmen, you could tell, is that girl that probably at like 4 o'clock told a guy to come over, and at 4:15 he was there and she was fine.
Yeah.
You know, she's one of those girls that put on a quick mug.
Yeah.
I could do a quick mug too, but I also need a quick bang. Maybe a scarf.
A scarf and a hat.
Yeah.
A sun hat. A scarf.
And glasses.
Large sunglasses.
They love it when you show up to the door. Trade loves it when you show up to the door in a Gilligan's Island hat, sunglasses, those sunglasses you get when you get your eyes dilated, and then just a nice red lip that'll stain everything. And glitter. They love glitter because wives can never see the glitter.
Oh, yeah, the wives.
Oh, the booty dust. Yeah. This nude photo shoot. God. Have you ever been shot in the nude in a television?
Yes, many, many times.
Many, many, several, many times.
Many times. Have you?
It's not an area I've explored. Nudity. Crass. Yeah, I've definitely been nude a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, usually photo shoots, I'm like, what is it?
Do I have to wear clothes?
Is it nipples? It's just face up? All right, I'm going to take off all my clothes then.
Yeah.
You don't need clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Often.
Yeah, I like that. Oh, I've spent much of my drag career not wearing clothes.
Yeah.
Avoid clothes.
Deborah Anderson is taking these tasteful nudes, and Ruth says, you should be serving Womana.
Right.
Well, some of these girls are not.
Well, some of these girls, it's like this is not something that they ever thought they would have to do. And it's really scary and anxiety. Sort of like Delta is like freaking out. Alexis Mateo is like freaking out. She's like, I do drag so I can cover up my body. Yeah. Like, that's what I do. So this makes no sense.
I think it would have made more sense for Delta and Stacey and Alexis not to want to do it. And take these photos, but in order for it to like really convey, you need an analogy about being a chef and your fans being selfish, to make it really hit home about why you didn't want to do this picture. Raja and Yara slay the photo shoot, of course. But Delta felt liberated. I loved watching her go from like nervous Nelly. Like, what am I going to do? You know what? I'll do it every day. No more clothes.
She also made it funny because she was like, they were like, if you want, you can use this fabric. And
she
Delta
said,
was like,
I'll use every yard.
Every yard.
Delta is a good time.
I want a Davy custom garment out of that fabric.
100.
At this time.
Carmen wins the naked mini challenge. Shocker. But
right.
she posed beautiful.
For her moment.
And I love that point where Rue's like, slide your leg out. And then they show her doing it. And then she won. Wow. Wow. Salute. Now, the main challenge is explained, which each queen needs to design a couture designer dress inspired by mouthwatering cake. Mm-hmm. And Carmen gets to assign the queens their cakes.
This is great for Carmen because it gives her a chance to be Shady Boots. She's like, I'm going to give the ugly cakes to the ugly girls. And I'm going to give the beautiful cakes to the beautiful girls. And myself the best cake.
All the cakes are pretty much the same colors other than the red velvet and the princess cake and the chocolate lava. All the other ones are just like cream and light brown and whatever.
Yeah, I don't see I don't know.
Like
I don't,
one has a cherry, one's slightly yellow, but
yeah,
like
I don't see any of them as really being a terrible that I wouldn't want to get. Is there any of these you wouldn't want to get stuck with?
I wouldn't want cheesecake. I wouldn't want pineapple upside down cake. I wouldn't want angel food cake. Although Delta turned it out. In my head, it would have been you have to pick the colors of the cake. And
you
Delta
kind of do.
Delta didn't necessarily pick the colors of the cake.
No.
But she made it work.
Pink. Yeah.
The pinks and the feathers make thinking you an angel. And like Delta made this one work for me. Their creations are noted that they should be good enough to eat. And this is one of the first times that I think that the title of the episode harkens back to, you know, how they always do a callback to something. But this is totally just the monster.
Baby Zahara.
The monster jerking itself off. and then eating its own cum.
Where it, God.
What? It's a callback to season one of its own show. Face, yes. Ivory face, beauty face. Yes. You can't take what? All that.
Watch my body go insane.
Insane to me is Shangela going home on a sewing challenge the season before when she was on and then not learning how to sew right when she came back.
Well,
it's not sewing's not hard, especially
it is hard.
Yeah.
I have a rudimentary awareness of how to use the sewing machine. However, I prefer not to use sewing machines.
I like to do hand stitching because most of my fabrics are too delicate
it's
for machine
couture.
Work. It's couture.
Everything is hand stitched.
That means we use our hands.
Yeah.
Familiar with the bobbin.
I hate Lorena? A bobbin. Oh. I hate a bobbin. The bobbin is just the devil. Like, I have so much respect for people who are really good at sewing because it's very, very challenging for me. Mm-hmm. I didn't sew a stitch on season 5 or on All Stars. I glued shit.
I mean, you're good at so many other things, though. You've been a vegetarian now for years.
What the fuck?
You've been really good at vegetarianism for years.
Uh-huh.
But here's the thing. You get sent home for not being able to sew and not being able to create a look, and then you come back, still can't. Do those
well,
things.
For All Stars, she knew how to sew.
Did she?
Yeah. She went and had sewing instructionals.
Well, that's smart.
We're going to go ahead and take a break, and we're going to take a sewing class during this break. So we'll be right back.
No, we're not.
This episode is brought to you by, ooh, I almost nodded off because this Helix mattress is so comfortable, Helix Sleep!
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids.
I've had several many Helix mattresses for several many years now, and I love them all. They're all my
babies. I've read the men's room wall.
We have the Midnight Dusk. We have the one for heavy sleepers, and that's also good.
Oh, they're all good.
If you have slumber parties, I love a Helix party. And we are the Helix girls, and we have been for such a long time that we know what works best for us and our bodies. But if you don't know, you could take a Helix sleep quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes.
They've got models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side. Also models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions.
Ooh, plus enhanced cooling features to help you from overheating at night.
And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door, free of charge.
Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home, so that's why they offer a 100-night trial to try out your new Helix mattress and a 10- to 15-year warranty.
Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners.
Go to helixsleep.com/drag and use code HELIXPARTNER20.
This is their best offer yet, and it's not going to last long.
It's so good, I'm going to say it again. That's helixsleep.com/drag and use code HELIXPARTNER20.
With Helix, better sleep starts now.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively.
Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. You're literally getting them out of you by speaking them and figuring out how to work through whatever's weighing you down.
That's right. And I think, and I've said this before, I think therapy is a very useful tool, whether you've been through something very traumatic or you're just trying to better yourself.
Yeah, and if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. You don't have to leave your house. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Yeah, all the therapists have licenses, so get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit betterhelp.com/drag today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
So this walkthrough that Rue is doing,
this is well, okay, so what is couture? Yes, because RuPaul asks Stacey Lane Matthews, do you understand what couture is?
Couture means it was made in a couture house. Couture houses are designated by this French board that certifies you couture or not couture, basically. I think the specifications are it's all handwork.
Certain types of sewing machines?
I don't think it's by machine. I think it's all hand and tailors and stitching.
Oh, okay.
Couture is it's supposed to when you think couture, it should bring to mind all the things that are like out of grasp. Like this took artisans.
A fantasy.
And like,
yeah. It takes a lot of time.
It's that. Mm-hmm. And even to show at the Haute Couture Fashion Week Paris stuff, like you have to do presentations before that for like a couple of my friend.
Meryl Streep sits in a chair and if she nods her head, no, then it's really bad. It's cataclysm.
This one was my friend August just did a presentation for Paris Fashion Week and he does couture. Mm-hmm. August Getty Atelier. And he said that even before you actually show on the runways for Fashion Week and not just a presentation, like there's so many hoops to jump through and everything.
Yeah. So wait, are you allowed to use sewing machines? Or is it like... You're not even allowed to use a sewing machine. Allowed to use fucking sewing machines.
I don't know. I think it's by hand. I'm pretty sure. Because I wore an Atelier Versace dress that was meant for someone much more famous than me. And it was all hand-stitched. Inside, even the corset And like, why wouldn't you use a machine on a corset when you like, it was all hand stitched. That denim dress I wore for.
So essentially, none of these outfits that they make are couture because they're all using sewing machines.
Yeah, it's just a word bandied about now. No one actually knows what it means.
Okay.
Kind of like tea.
So I think this is a kind of an unfair setup on Stacey Lane Matthews. Like, hi, can you define the word couture right now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would have just said, well, look.
Look, everything you see.
Everything
is couture.
I love that Yara sews for the living and she loves making these dresses.
Yeah. And
it's one of those things that like, you're like, oh, so you're good at another thing. Okay, cool.
I know.
She's just fucking great at drag.
She is really good.
And if you're
drag.
Ever in Vegas, look up where Yara is and you will see good drag, basically.
Yeah. Rue, hold me.
Oh, I took a bite and I swallowed. I'm a bad model.
I'm a bad model.
Just like palling around with her pal. Gal pals.
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, I just have these French paniers lying around.
I like playing with historical shapes.
I'm just going to play around with that.
I was going to see if I could wear that thing that I borrowed from you for peanuts, Rue.
Oh, yeah.
Just bring that tomorrow.
I'll go get it. Yeah.
Bring it tomorrow for the runway.
Okay. We're the same size.
Yeah. Delta said she wants to do something youthful.
Yeah.
And she does.
She does.
I mean, Delta kills it in this.
Yeah.
Rue is more critical about Carmen's princess cake interpretation.
Oh, so you're doing a Barbie interpretation of a princess cake.
Yeah, she calls it Jersey Couture. And Carmen has a feeling Rue doesn't like what she's up to. Wow, Carmen must have been awake.
Well, luckily she dyes her hair blonde, which changes everything.
I think it does.
If she thought she was going to get called a Barbie before, now she's safe.
Yeah, the bleach definitely helped with that. But I do like her blonde hair a lot with this look.
I know. She looks so pretty.
It turns it.
Do you think it was the Amber Rose effect for last week? Do you think she was like, that looks good, like a shaved head but bald?
I mean,
I want some of that.
Yeah, sure. Shangela is super nervous because she still doesn't know how to show. Rue tells Shangela she needs to ask for help. And she's like, well, have you... She's like, well, I help girls, but now it seems like none of the girls want to help me. And
I,
you know,
I find it really hard to ask for help. And some of these other girls just... I don't...
Like, it's a competition.
And then the whole storyline for the next, like, for the whole episode is how often Shangela's asking people for help, which I think it's okay to ask for help. If you don't know how to sew in a zipper or don't know how to drape this kind of thing, I say being smart is knowing where you're stupid. So she's like, I don't know how to do this. I'm going to use the resources at hand and ask for help.
Okay, but do you think Daryl Strawberry would ever go out to third base and tell Mike Schmidt, hey, you should do this different, or first base? Like, it's a competition.
If he asked.
Girl, no. It's a competition. And I don't think that any of the Heathers should be painted as shady, bearded, or ladies. For not
they are
helping,
shady ladies.
For not offering Shangela help. It's a competition. Why should they fucking help her? Because it's a sisterhood? Oh, okay. Like, the same
I'm
sisterhood?
I'm not saying you have to help, but I'm saying I don't fault Shangela for asking for help.
I don't fault
You don't
her.
Have to say yes.
I don't fault her for asking for help either. I think lamenting about no one offering help beforehand in the walk around is a little...
That was tears ordered from Akira.com.
Sure.
they were imported tears.
Yeah, I just... The snide little comments that, like, are painted to look snide when Raja and Delta are like, see, I told you. Like that. And, like, Delta had just given her a phone call, too. So yeah. It's like, I don't know. Yeah.
Well, I think the correct way to do it is how Manila does it later when she's talking with Stacey and she's like, well, I'm not going to tell you how to make your outfit because I'm trying to win. So bye. Like, it's keeping it light and lively, yeah. Not being shady, just being like, I would love to help you more, but I have to do some stuff over here.
100.
Yeah.
We get some backstory from Carmen, and that does not mean she took off her pants. She grew up with her mom and her grandma, and her dad died when she was 2, and she had just recently met her dad's side of the family, and she had to tell him not only was she gay, but she was a drag performer. I think she's probably updated them on that scenario since, or maybe they have Twitter. So,
completely.
Yeah.
So, we get some more clips of the queens in their hotel room.
Oh, elusive.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Oh, we're back. Look at this mess.
Oh, you're waking up, rubbing the sleep out of your eye.
Oh, doing a few push-ups just to get the blood pumping.
Fuck you. They asked me to do that.
I did, but someone else did it on this season, too.
I was a push-up girl, too.
You were the push-up
girl. But I actually do push-ups every morning, so.
I was pissed that we didn't get any fucking hotel room coverage on season 5. They stopped doing it.
Well,
I was pissed. I was like ready. I was like, oh, I can't wait to do like a teeth brushing thing. Maybe like a blow dryer. I don't even use a blow dryer.
Well, let me tell you.
Guys ready. Shaving. Ooh.
Something happened during season 4 which made hotels not so amenable for filming anymore.
All right.
But we'll get to that.
All right, ice machine.
During the next classic.
Conjugal visit.
How dare you?
conjugal visit Carly over here.
the dress that Carmen makes, Carmen hates. And she decides to remake it at the last minute, which means cutting off the mermaid train and wearing it as a jacket, which actually makes sense. She also calls it her sequence dress.
Yeah.
So it's not only a Roxy Andrewism.
Go buy a shiny sequence gown.
Now, the Heathers also clock Shangela receiving additional...
Raja's doing full, like, Bugs Bunny, like, hey, hey, look over there, wink. Wink, thumbs up, like full Bugs Bunny, like
mugging.
So funny.
Yeah, it's so something.
Funny.
Manila affectionately calls Stacey Lynn Matthews' look comfy couture, and says it's inspired by tights. Bold move.
Once again. Do you hate these leggings, too? I mean, we could talk about it on the runway, but do you think tights are a questionable choice?
I think tights can be wonderful when styled properly.
Yeah.
And fitted well, too.
Yeah.
Like a girl last night at
Peanuts?
Across the street at Makeout Mondays, the Ray Latre Little Miss Fubar Booger Ball, which last night it was not a booger ball because it was all DJ Pastabody's picks
wasn't
for his
Sasha
birthday
Colby
show.
Was there?
Yeah, it wasn't a booger ball at all.
Clips.
Sasha was there. Indica Sativa, these real pretty girls from the Inland Empire who were like gorgeous.
Who would name themselves after marijuana?
I don't know. But like it was sickening. And I don't know why I was talking about it. Oh, well.
Because you love drag.
You were talking about leggings.
Oh.
Styling of leggings or the styling can take it there or break it.
Yeah, I forget.
Okay. Well, I'm glad tights. Bold move.
Bold. I took pictures of this gown when Rue wore it. And,
yeah.
And I remember bringing it to my tailor and going, can you do this?
Mm-hmm.
And it never got done. But just the little sequins in Rue's hair.
In the hair. This is an iconic fashion moment.
They're holographic
for sure.
Paillettes, first of all. They're not sequins. Salute. Total salute. 12
yeah.
gun.
Really? With the belt and everything? You
the belt is great. That orange belt.
Can we bring it up on the... Can
yeah,
you,
of course.
Where's the... I'd like to look at it again.
I
like it.
I mean, I would take out the gold underlying layer and move that down to there. But if I could do that, I would do it in a second. And I think Rue's in a blue contact, too.
Yeah, they're going a little more daring with the makeup as well. It's like a lighter eyebrow. It's very like fashion, like a very nuded out lip.
So good.
Very fashion-y. And I do think it's couture.
It is couture. It was made by Zaldi, for sure. I love it.
The hair is cool and crazy. And
we've seen this hair before on her, and Matthew has. This is one of his favorite wigs to style for her. He told me.
Oh, work.
The front was kind of like chunky highlights. It's great.
Now, can you tell the remarkable difference between Michelle Visage's makeup when Billy B is there with her? Because Billy B does her makeup when he's there.
Mm-hmm.
And she looks totally different from the last episode.
Oh, this is an episode where she finally looks painted.
Does she? It's slight though. She's wearing cosmetics, it's slight.
It doesn't look like she did it anymore. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Sarah Rue is there and Eliza Dushku.
Which is great because I think that's foreshadowing from Alexis Mateo's Alicia Keys. She actually requested an Eliza Dushku.
She did. We're going to take a break before we get into this face of cakes runway.
I forgot I made notes for these things.
So, before we get into this runway, we have a stunning piece of intel. We are always getting to the bottom of things over here at Race Chasems. At Racer Chase, at Drag Chasers, as a lot of people love to call it.
I love the SmackDown.
Always plural.
Love Drag Chasers. So Dipper was nice enough to reach out to Raj. And Raja was like, it was the Tyra show logo. Ah, yes. Did they tell you not to wear it because it was going to be blurred or not? They didn't tell me anything. They just blurred it.
They didn't say anything to her.
They couldn't clear it. Mm-hmm. Couldn't get it. Thank you for this stunning
bit of intel.
Raja Reflections.
Last week.
I know. I've been ruminating over that for the whole week.
Most of your drag is ruminated.
I've been haunted by that for an entire week.
What's gangs? Wait, a lot of people have been sending us DMs about Billy B on a gang stalking documentary on Vice.
What does that mean?
The fuck?
Gang stalking is a conspiracy theory that large groups of people are stalking you to ruin your life. So there is a Vice documentary that features Billy B about, he goes, I got a place in Hawthorne, California, and a lot of people warned me not to move in there because I'm a gay man. And he was like, and then people started filling up the parking lots out front of my building and performing heterosexual coupling in front of me and chasing me on the highway. And it's about these conspiracy theory of something called gang stalking, which is that large groups of people like have meetings and go like, we're going to ruin this one person's life with like weird little psychotic stalking things. And there's a whole interview. It's a 30-minute documentary that features him. It's from like late 2017, early 2018.
So it's basically like what the Heathers are doing to the rest of the girls. They're gang stalking Shangela.
Yeah.
And it's also the producers are doing it too.
I'll send you both the link. It's scary to watch him talk about it.
Well, honest, I know he's been dealing with some homophobia in Mississippi, in Tupelo.
And does he live there?
Yeah. That's where he had his show, The Hometown Renovation. Where he renovated a bunch of houses. World of Wonder produced it. It was great. He renovated a bunch of houses using his antiques and like salvage stuff. It was a really great show. And then he was doing a bunch of resale stuff with some properties in the Valley. Mm-hmm. With like he has all this cool vintage, and he's always been talking about opening up a store and stuff. I don't know what happened with that. But Michelle looks beat on this episode, I think.
She looks great.
I mean, you know she did that lip herself because you know she loved that color lip for so long, that cadaver lip.
I love it.
Yeah.
Let's get into this runway. Yara Sophia appearing in the category of strawberry shortcake. Beautiful.
Beautiful. Red, vines. The category is, your theme is red and wild.
It's a hand-painted garment and her face...
also looks hand-painted.
She usually goes for like an extreme sort of scary sort of avant-garde, but this week she just went really like, I'm just going to go like very soft and very feminine. And
Billy B says it best when he says, did you just have a run-in with the police because your face is beat?
T. Von Zilla.
100. Manila is drag perfection to me because not only did she take the challenge, she made it fashion, and she made it fashion in a way that is not even a direct nod to it. It's more of like an allusion, like, oh, carrot belt, carrot cake, bunny, bunny ears. But Louis Vuitton had just done this thing with Madonna where she looked like she was wearing bunny ears. So it's like so current and so
couture.
It's everything. Her makeup, however, she looks like she got hit with a flower ball.
She's starting to get into this really heavy white under the eye this season and Billy B critiques.
Can I tell you, though, that I used to only highlight under my eyes in this area. And then when I started moving the highlight to my upper lip, too, my whole face changed. In photos, yeah, everything was better. I noticed in the close-up, her upper lip is not highlighted. She just keeps it in the eye mask region.
Which is why it doesn't
work. And her makeup has changed since then, too. And so many people... I mean, here's the thing. Her makeup was this good without her ever having seen herself on TV already.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they did the little Matthew chat at the beginning because they were doing it this season, too. But, like, she's just drag excellence.
She is. And I love this because a lot of people went the gown category and she said just to be couture, you don't have to automatically do a gown. You can do this dress and the accessories are really fantastic. So.
Yeah.
Salute, salute, Manils. Okay, Alexis Mateo, what are your feelings on this experience?
No girl has ever walked into a store and someone helping them said, what are you looking for? Something to make me look bulkier. No one's ever said that. And her ponytail looks like it's pulling out every last piece of her hair and it's going to fall off. I wish it was higher. Like, but if it was higher, it would have looked like a Who from Whoville, maybe also. I don't love this outfit. I do love the sleeve and the turtleneck and the styling of it. The styling of it is impeccable. It's she did the best with what she had, but this is not anyone's first choice silhouette, I would say.
And they warned her about that fabric for the skirt.
The cottonelle.
Being like a comforter fabric, which is very hard to make.
Quilted northern flattering. Florida. Yeah.
Yeah. I would have loved to have seen if it was just the same idea, but in a different fabric. I think it could have been really great. But, you know, she did it. Mm-hmm. Next, we have Carmen Carrara as the Princess Cake.
And she's walking.
Okay. I think she looks cool and pretty.
She does.
I love her blonde hair. Tulle thing on the shoulder seems like an afterthought.
It seems like she could have cut it off the bottom of a dress and then just put it on her shoulder.
Which
almost.
I think that's what she did.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now,
I think it would have been better without it almost, just to be like simple and sleek. And
I liked it with it. I loved having that extra little business of stuff because like otherwise it's just a plain little green dress with some sparkly stuff.
But I thought it was couture.
The coat made it an ensemble.
Okay.
Now.
Well, next we have Stacey Lane Matthews.
We do. Let's watch.
She's doing Raja's favorite thing of painting your forehead a color in order to make it avant-garde and edgy.
Oh,
Raja
yeah.
always reads people for doing that now. There are a multitude of issues with Stacey Lane's look.
Fit, hem,
shoe.
Ugh.
Hair, makeup.
Yeah, there's lots of things here that I would have probably done different if I was given a red velvet cake. But you know what? I'm sure she did the best that she could.
Well, I think her idea was the white shoe is being the white cream cheese. But I think that could have been more of a through line throughout. I don't mind that it's red velvet and that she's wearing red velvet.
What else would you make a red velvet, an outfit to make red velvet cake out of? I'm not concerned about the fabric. I'm concerned about the fit. Like the leggings are loose in some spots and tight in others. Like no one ever also goes to a legging store and said, give me some blousy leggings. You don't want a blousy legging.
And the sleeve, the short sleeve, unfortunately sort of makes it look like activewear, or like a t-shirt, which is not really like elevated.
Cap sleeves only work when they're capping something.
And if it was a gown,
It would have been better.
Had the I love
and
the shoulder
train.
Thing. I love right. If it was a gown, I love the shoulder thing, and maybe that maybe that move. Was a full sleeve or just sleeveless on the other arm, and then if her hair it went up, rather than just like a couple pieces on the side.
The all the business at the lapel on the one side, it looks like a sequin trimming tumor. Like all the trims
or
from
like
the box.
Intestines.
It's really strange, but I feel like if she would have made it one shoulder from there and then gown, cut that shoulder, then she would have had something to play with because her face is pressed up against the embellishments on her dress. And that's usually where like that's where you see the different color that you paint in for your neck.
Yeah.
It's just it looks restrictive. She doesn't look comfortable and it doesn't look good.
Yeah. And the shoe is not right either.
Oh, boo-boo.
I think it could have just continued red and been like a red boot or a red, you know.
Mm-hmm. Could have been a lot of things.
Yeah. Next, we have Shangela as the pineapple upside down cake.
Mm-hmm. I love that she comes out on the runway, takes a moment, and her, you see her eyes go from every judge to
uh-huh.
every judge. She knows
no
what she's doing.
Stranger to the pageant. Is this garment soiled?
Or is she wearing a black panty underneath? Or did she sit
it's
in something?
It's soiled on the front and the back.
Is it that kind of...
Dude. Or is it velvet that has been...
That ain't velvet.
...pushed around?
It looks like a slightly...
Suede or something.
Like a batik of some sort.
Really? But...
Like a color-washed fabric or a black panty.
It's on the front, too.
Yeah, well, that's where you can see her black panty there, too. Maybe that's where a panty is and her corset's over that.
And aside from that, I don't mind this. I think she looks cool.
I'm fine with it. Yeah. I don't like her makeup.
The makeup is problematic.
And the wig looks like it was great probably one wear ago. That braid is
like
too thin.
I like the color though.
I like everything, but if she would have done this now, I'm sure she would say, let's make that braid thicker. Let's make, let's take off the tights because you're not 40, Shangela. You know, she's young. And other than that, I'd just wear a different color undergarment and then maybe a pop of a lip, pineapple upside down cake, a red lip like the cherry.
Yeah.
But other than that, she looks great.
It's a little holiday somehow.
Jennifer?
Are you getting that? No, like it's a little like Christmas time. The gold and the red is giving me a little Christmas. But in general, I don't mind this. I think she looks cool.
Yeah, I don't know why she has giant gold leaves on her. I don't know how that signifies pineapple upside down cake, but
yeah,
good for her.
Next, Delta Work as Angel Food Cake.
Delta is right about Angel Food Cake. It has zero fat in it. It's what used to be my favorite to binge eat because you could eat the whole thing and you're like, oh, it's just calories.
Yeah.
She looks so cute with this little white fingerless glove on. And
very pretty. This is an excellent styling moment for Delta.
She has a lot on and it's all working.
She conveys the concept of the cake really well and she looks cool. Next, Raja as chocolate lava cake.
She's in brown velvet with shimmering accents.
Brown velvet, if you please.
Now, the pantaloon showing is an issue if if you had to pick out something. But, I mean, Raja knows she's stunning and she's just slaying.
It's almost like I don't mind the panier is showing.
I certainly don't.
She's like saying, yes, this is the device I'm using and look at it if you want.
Yeah,
but
and?
Look at the rest of it. She looks really cool and really pretty and it is extremely couture.
Bitch, I would eat her cake in a second.
Oh, yes. Completely.
Now that
she looks cool
the
and
girls
delicious.
Are judged next on their cake decorating skills.
Fair enough.
And I think that some stand out and some should sit down.
Some of them are really pretty.
Rasha's cake is so fucking cool.
Really, really pretty.
It looks like there's metal on it somehow and graffiti and it's fucking cool. And some of the other girls' stuff isn't. Shangela is pushing through this corn thing.
She's still pushing it through, and I'm here for it. I like the corn storyline.
Yeah, I don't fuck with GMOs. So, I think there's much more interesting things that anytime Shanzo talks about corn, I think there's way more interesting things she could be talking about because she's funny. I don't give a fuck about what happened on 2011 with some corn. I never understood the corn thing until I watched season two.
That's what it is.
Yeah. And I was like, I never understood it.
It's the reason she got sent home pretty much.
I thought it was going to be so funny. And then this reunion where she has corn again and then corn on this fucking cake. No one gives a fuck about the corn.
I have a question though. Is being a drag queen what you really want to do?
We're going to take a break and talk
about
that.
We'll find out the answer to this question and more.
You know,
after
that question was
brief.
That question was fucking corny.
I just saw a messy man.
Oh, that was Dipper.
Dipper.
That was not us, Shanji.
Oh.
One name suffices. It says it all. Raja.
Raja. You know her as the iconic winner of RuPaul's Drag Race Season 3, and we have the privilege of speaking with her every episode for Season 3 in a segment that we like to call
Raja Reflections.
Chanel told me that she told story about Heathers and the boogers. How did that come about originally?
Because of all the weed that I provided.
Attagirl.
Because
that
we
was the source of Heathers and boogers.
Yeah. Because I got everyone stoned. And
only
we
the girls you like, though, or everybody?
Well, we had all sort of gravitated. We figured it out.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, get over here. Oh, come over here, sis. And so, you know, we just kind of gravitated, and then I had the weed, and that kind of became like the peace pipe and the powwow, and then we were like, you guys, what if it was like really funny? We all called each other Heather. And then it happened. You know, everyone hates us for it. And
I love
mad
it.
At us, but
it's still mad.
Anyway.
What about Sprepper?
I don't know how the fuck that happened.
What the fuck's a Sprepper?
A Sprepper is a combination of a Sprite and a Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Who would do that?
Those were one of those things that were kind of made on the spot. Like, we didn't know what we were talking about. I do remember that Carmen Carrera is a very smart ninja bandit. And like...
what?
Well, at the time, you know, Absolute Vodka was our big sponsor. So in the Interior Illusions Lounge,
she swiped.
As part of exactly, as part of
Booster.
The set, they would provide, you know, they would like, you know, in the background, they would put these complete like bottles of
big
vodka.
Bottles of vodka.
And they
big
were real.
Bottles. They were actual real.
They made sure to tell my season, those are water. Because girls the season before. And we knew it was girls the season before.
There were
we didn't
actual know. Bottles of vodka. And we figured it out. We were like, oh, those are fucking real.
Oh
after
my
the
God.
First one we stole.
Mopping.
And then, you know, we mopped it. And then every time we were in there and we would steal it. And what Carmen would do is she would take the bottle and she would... just kind of scoot it when the cameras weren't around, when there were no sound people or anyone, she would stick it under the couch. Mm-hmm. And then when we would come in the morning, that was where we would come in for our sound packs.
Yeah, and they would mic us in the sound room.
In the fucking Interior Illusions lounge where we kept the fucking bottle from the night before. And I always had a big purse because I'm from LA and
yeah,
I'm kind of, you know, I'm Lululemon as fuck. So I had a, you know, a bag with, you know, fringe. And we would just stick the bottle of vodka in there. And then when we went on to set, there I was with a fresh bottle of vodka in my bag. And then I would put it into my suitcase. And then we would put it into tin cans of soda. And then somehow within all of that nonsense, we came up with Sprepper, which is like, I don't know. It's a very specific reference.
I had a Vita water bottle full of Malibu rum every day.
Wish I had that now.
It was great.
Right now, there is Malibu over there if you want.
No, are you serious?
Okay, we are back.
Cake.
Face on cakes. Making cakes, eating cakes. Watch my cake go in cake.
I have some of these girls. cake photos, though. The photo that they cut out and then stuck on the Barbie head. Raja's is like the derpiest Raja photo I've ever seen. And then Yara's is like this Photoshop promo shot.
It was their work. It was their workroom entrance day.
It was, yeah, because Raja has that bang on.
But some of them look harder than others.
Some of them look like they poured concrete for a living.
Yeah. So the girls are asked some pretty difficult questions on the runway. First of all, Michelle asks Shangela if being a drag queen is what she really wants to do. And I think the test of time has spoken. I think Shangela is one of the most prominent drag queens on the planet Earth. So I think she's doing a pretty good job of it. And I hope she wants to be a drag queen. I hope that she does, because she's doing a good job.
I sometimes do movies with her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Raja's cake is... Oh, are those stones? Did she stone her cake?
She's an asshole.
Yeah.
So good.
I love her. And I also loved when she was helping Shangela with,
Can I just make a suggestion? If you want to make it look like corn, you can just extend it up a little, because right now it looks like creamed corn.
Raja's right, though. Shangela's cake looks
better. Raja's always right when it comes to fashion and design.
I mean, hello, she's Raja.
Who do you think should go home?
Shangela says Carmen. Carmen says Shangela. Huh. Stacy says Carmen. Delta says Stacy. Raja says Stacy and Shangela, get the fuck out. But what's interesting to note is that at one point, you hear Rue saying, Manila, we need a serious answer. So I could tell that Manila probably just gave some flippant, jokey, blah, blah, blah. Let's be entertaining. Yeah. Which everybody tries to do at first, and then they pressure you into saying it for editing.
Yeah.
Did you ever experience this where you said who should go home, or did you just blithely send them home?
No, I said Jinx, and then I immediately apologized to Jinx and Untucked for saying Jinx, because I felt bad.
Did she apologize to you for winning later?
No.
Oh, the bitch. She's so far. Damn it.
No, that was her season. It was her season to win.
Who do you think at this point needs to go home?
It's Stacey's stepping off point, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think at this point it's time to see who is going to knock on wood harder. This is...
I don't want to lose it. Good thing.
So this is a classic drag song. You should have a lot of hip in it and a lot of knocking.
It's a very good drag song. It has hip. Yes, it has hip.
It's got a dance
motions.
Break. All that. They have so much side eye from Shangela in this whole episode because she put this white under her eyes. So, like, let's get all the reaction shots.
Yeah.
Is this the one where Stacey takes off her hair? Hair by hair?
Yes,
and it looks
it
like
is.
Little dead gerbils all over
track
the stage.
Track by track. But this editing of this lip sync is really heavy handed. And it's really funny because they're giving Alexis Mateo these slow motion glamour shots of her kicking in the air.
And jumping.
Slow motion. And like sound effects like.
Zoom.
It's really funny and heavy handed.
And then they just show Stacey dismantling her hair.
Yeah. Oh.
Alexis prays before. And then she has a whole intro worked out where, like, I'm gonna turn around and then you're gonna see me. And she's giving movement and filling up the stage. She's being an entertainer.
Unfortunately, Stacey's doing a lot of looking at Alexis, which don't do that if you're ever queen lip syncing for your life. I know it's entertaining to watch the other girl on stage, but it really makes you look like you don't know what you're doing.
Like you're waiting to tip her. Look over here.
It makes you look like an audience member who's just like, oh, she's good.
I'm going to do arms too.
Oh, fuck, she's good. Should I turn around? She looks great.
Oh, I should have worn a quilt. That's it.
Alexis, needless to say, is killing the
slow motion.
She's basically like in the Matrix when they slow down time and dodge bullets.
Did you see when Alexis went like this real quick? She went... She was starting that eight count. She was starting the eight count for sure.
Barefoot.
She took her shoes off.
Alexis takes off her shoes like a web-footed duck, prancing about...
But Stacey takes her hair off. So
in stocking feet.
She said, "I don't need that little merkin." Throwing
Stacey's
merkins.
Doing the slowest hair exorcism.
Yeah, this is not a reveal.
It's a release.
Oh, wow.
She's got to put them all back in.
She does. Oh, she picks them up off the floor and puts them back
in. Well, it's not hard. They're little Claire's hair extension hair store things. They're $4.99 each.
Can you talk a little bit about that moment when, like on your season, Milan, every time she lip synced, took off as much, you know, of her garments as possible? People
no,
have
she
to,
didn't.
Like, she didn't?
No, when she lip synced to Vogue, she didn't take anything off, but she did it on her head.
Is the floor comfortable?
But don't they...
When you do it on your head in an Afro wig, sure.
You have to, like, put it back on to be sent home.
Do you?
You don't have to, but they pretty much do, because there's actually time that happens after the end of the lip sync before RuPaul tells you what's going down.
Right.
So you have time to, like, sit there. So I think they... I think Stacey probably, like, picked up her shit off the floor and put it back in and...
They usually make you put a wig on too if Shangela punches you in the face too.
Oh my god.
As evidenced by Mimi this season.
I can understand the removal of the drag elements if it is impeding your ability to give emotion, you know, emotionful something. Performance.
But so was that fucking ruffle which covered half of the lower southern hemisphere of her face.
That's why it was a perplexing, like, last-ditch effort.
The hair you're
And it was just this slow, like... And I'm not... She wasn't even, like, flipping her hair wildly or flipping her head. She didn't take the ponytail out and just let her natural hair fly all over. It was just like, I'm going to take this... well, I took one out.
Let me take them all off.
Here, let me
you
just
know what?
Take
and
this
And Alexis shouldn't be on stage in a barefoot. Let me just put them so she could step on them. Put them under her feet.
We love Stacey Lane Matthews. We have written songs in her honor.
We have. We are appreciative of her art and her time.
Yes.
Just not this red cat suit.
Oh, yeah. I guess this is the episode because we hear about the Heathers that she says, who the fuck is Heather?
Yeah.
No, she says, who the fuck is Heather at the reunion?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a very, I don't know, it's memorable. It's a memorable exit. We love Stacey Lane Matthews. Needless to say, Alexis Mateo also killed that lip sync.
Yeah.
So well done, so both ladies.
Stacey's going back to back swamp.
She does.
And we are going to end this episode thanking you for joining us.
I'm
going to
take my shoes and my hair off while we do this outro.
Girl, wait. I can see your peignet.
Listen. Thank you so much for joining us for Race Chaser this week.
I'm Willem.
And I'm Alaska.
And we'd love for you to rate and review our podcast. And don't forget to subscribe Wednesdays and Fridays.
That's right. And on Instagram, you can always follow us at Willem at the only Alaska 5000. And the Race Chaser account on Instagram is at Race Chaser Pod.
Yeah. And slide into our DMs with your scalding hot tea and explicit Drix and
Drelta
will get Big Dripper will get back to you soon.
Not Big Dripper.
And don't forget to use the hashtag Race Chaser when you post.
That's right. Thank you so much, and we will hear from you next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.
Forever
Dog. Race Chaser with Alaska and Willem is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck, available on iTunes.